Hi, thanks for watching this video. My name is Juf. I'm going to talk about Azure Web App Management .NET SDK with some hands-on code sample walkthrough which I've developed and share on my GitHub repository. And then I'm also going to do a demo on the sample app based on my sample code which is hosted on Azure. The target audience of my video is for Azure developers who would like to use this Azure Web App Management .NET SDK in their cloud application development. The main motivations for making this video is because as an Azure developer myself, I have difficulty finding some easy to understand code samples on using this Azure Web App Management .NET SDK, be it on the MSDN documentation or GitHub. And even when those code samples do exist, they turn out to be outdated version, and in order to use this outdated version, it will be the developer will need quite a lot of effort to fix those breaking changes based on my experience. So I really hope this video will provide some useful hands-on guide for the developers. The main goals of this video is to help the developers who are going to use the Azure Web App Management .NET SDK to understand how they can use this SDK in their code to perform some basic web app management operations. For example, list the web app, create the web app, delete the web app, and also a number of other operations which I'll be demo in the later part of this video. And secondly, this video also aims to help developers to understand the prerequisites and dependencies for using the Azure Web App Management .NET SDK. These are the agenda of the video. So I'll briefly talk about what are the benefits of using Azure Web App Management .NET SDK, and also we'll go through what are the required tools, the framework, and also the NuGet packages required. And then I also will have a quick walkthrough on how to authenticate to the Azure Resource Management using Azure Active Directory, because in order to use the Azure Web App Management .NET SDK, we need to set up the applications to be able to authenticate to the Azure Resource Management. Yeah, and then I'm going to do the demo on the Azure Web App Management basic operations with a sample ASP.NET Web API application which I've mentioned earlier, which is hosted in Azure. Lastly, I'll be also going through the code walkthrough on the sample code which I've developed for this video using the latest pre-release version of the Azure Web App Management .NET SDK. So the key benefits of using the Azure Web App Management .NET SDK, the main benefit is you'll be able to provide a simpler and cleaner code. This is because instead of having to call to call the call Azure Web App Management Operations via REST API calls. We can just call the SDK library API, which has been wrapped around the actual REST API, which will make our code like much more simpler, which I'll be showing you later. And also, it really addresses the needs for the developers to be able to dynamically provide the Azure Web App Management operations programmatically in their code without access via the management portal. So this feature is really crucial for developers. And as I said earlier, this SDK is basically a wrapper library around the actual REST API. So it will eliminate the trouble for developers to create the HTTP client or REST client to be able to do the direct REST API call. And also, it also helps to eliminate the trouble on generating the authorization header for authentication purpose with the Azure Active Directory. Before I proceed, there's an important message and warning that I want to highlight here. Because on the NuGet website, there's also another package from Microsoft which seems to be very similar to the one that I'll be using, but in fact, this is a deprecated version which is last published on March this year. So I would strongly recommend you to avoid using this NuGet package because it will not be supported in future anymore. So the two framework and packages. In order to use the code sample, you should have Visual Studio Community 2015 version and above. So for the code sample, it's built and tested using the Visual Studio Professional 2015 update 1 version. And the sample app is targeting .NET Framework 4.6.1. And yes, the most important thing is this SDK, which is the Microsoft.Azure.Management.Website's NuGet package. The 1.0.1 preview release is the latest version, which is quite stable, and it's just released very, very recently on the 11th of December this year. And then another important library on NuGet that we are going to use is this Active Directory Authentication Library. I strongly recommend you to use the 2.19 stable release instead of the alpha release, because the alpha release introduced a lot of new breaking changes which will not be work if you upgraded the code sample project to use the alpha version. I would recommend you to just stick with this latest stable release version. Okay, so I'm just going to briefly talk about this. So in order for your application to be able to use the Azure Web App Management .NET SDK, your application need to set up the Azure Resource Management authentication with your application in the Azure Active Directory. So the first step, you need to create your application in your Azure Active Directory tenant, and then after you created the new application, you need to create a new secret key, which is also called a client secret for your Azure Active Directory application. Note that this secret key is only shown once during the creation time. After that, you will not be able to retrieve this secret key anymore. And then you need to assign the appropriate Azure role-based access control role to the service principal of your Azure Active Directory application at the appropriate scope. So for my code sample that I use, I've assigned the contributor role to the service principal of my application at a subscription level. And then in order to use the code sample, you need to note down your Azure subscription ID, your tenant ID, client ID, and the client secret, which you'll be, you will need to substitute these values with the ones that belongs to your own settings. I'll also be sharing some useful resources on related to this in the later part of my video. So now I'll be going through with you with some sample code walkthrough, and then I'll do a demo using the Postman app. So I've created a class. Basically, my solution is a ASP.NET Web API application. The main operation of this demo is actually encapsulated in this Web App Management Client class. So in this class, basically what I did is I'll be initializing some authentication context for my application to authenticate with the Azure Resource Management, Azure Resource Manager. So this is basically belong to the Azure Active Directory library, which I mentioned. So just create an authentication context. Then you need to get some token credential, and then we'll be creating a website management client, which is one of the most important thing in this video. It's basically the client website management client class, which provides the that manage the operations for managing the Azure web app. So the first method that I want to show you quickly is about is to list all the web app under your current subscription. So as you can see, the code is very straightforward. It's just two lines of code, and it actually you can also just return directly and become one line. Just using the web app management client. And then in this case, you need to use global model and then get all sites async. So the response will be a JSON format, which will list all your web apps under your current subscription, which I will show in a demo later also. Besides listing all your web apps under all under your current subscription, you can also list your web apps under a specific resource group. So as you can see, the code is also very straightforward. You just call the web app management client object again, and then .sites.getSitesAsync, and then this method is just to list the web app based on a specific resource group name and the web app name. And this method is to get all the slots that belong to the web app for a specific web app under a specific resource group. This get web app config is actually getting that all the application settings of your web app under a specific resource group. Is actually getting the settings such as like what are the .NET framework that you are using for your web app, and yeah, I'll be showing you in the demo later. And this app settings is the app settings of your web app. So this method is to get all the app settings for your web app. And this method is to get your website usage quota. So it will return you a number of website usage metrics with the maximum quota and also the current current consumption with your actual usage. And this method is to get the app service plan for your resource group. So it's related to the tiers that you're using for your web app. For example, free tier, basic, standard, and premium. So for our code sample, we'll be using free tier. And this method is actually the method that will be used to create or update a web app. And for our case, I have hard-coded the app service plan name to an existing app service plan, which is of free tier. And also, when I'm creating the web app in this method, I'm also like turning off the PHP version because we are only using .NET framework. So I want to turn off the PHP framework, which is enabled by default. But in our creation, we want to turn it off. And then I'll also be creating some new app settings, as you can see, just to demo that when we create. But as we create the web app, we can also do all these configurations and app settings. And yeah, after the website is created, we just do a quick restart and it should be working. And the last method is just to do a delete web app based on the resource group and the web app name. The code is also very straightforward. Okay, let's go to the demo, actual demo. So the first API that I want to show you is to list all web apps under the current subscription. So yes, as you can see, this really returns all the web apps under my current subscription. And the next one is basically to return all the web apps under a specific resource group. So this is the resource group that I want to use, which is actually the resource group that I use to host my web app for this sample app. So under this resource group, we only have one web app, which is this one. So the result is also as expected, and it also returns a lot of the properties of the web app. And then this is this API is to list the specific web app name. So so as you can see, it's also returning the expected result. Next, I'm going to show you how to list a quote usage quota for the web app. And the parameters are resource group name and web app name. So you can see the metric name is basically, but there are a number of metrics for the usage metrics, and they show you the metric unit. They also show you the current value, and if the limit is minus one, means it's unlimited. The interesting one that I want to show you is about this file system storage, which is your file system for the web app. So as you can see, there's a limit here, and then the unit is in bytes. So if we translate into gigabyte, it's actually 1 gigabyte, which is in fact the same limit as specified by the free tier of the web app. And next, I'm going to show you to list the app settings for web app. Oh, sorry. This is application settings, which is For example, the .NET framework version 4.0. The 4.0 here is actually 4.6, because in the portal, it's only 3.5 and 4.6, so 4.0 here means it's using the latest 4.6 framework actually. And as you can see, the PHP version by default, it was set to 5.4, but in a later example, we'll be set it to turn it off when we create a new web app. Then next, I want to list all the app settings for web app. So the only default app settings right now for this app is the website node default version. And then I want to show you how to list all slots for web app. Okay, for this case, you see the value is empty. This is actually as expected, because for a free tier web app, they do not support slots for a free tier web app. And this next API call is to list the app service plan for my app web app under the specific resource group. So as you can see, my web app is actually under this app service plan, which is a free tier. So now this operation, we are going to create a new web app. Before I do that, I just want to show you in my Azure portal. I just do a quick refresh again. Okay, as you can see right now, I have 5 resource groups. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to create a new web app into the first resource group. And in this resource group, we only have two resources, which is the app service plan and the web app. And right now I'm going to create a new web app under the same, to the same resource group, and also the same app service plan. And the name, the new app name, I'll give it just demo 2. So now we can see that the create operation is successful. It returns that a new web app and it's running. So let's go to the portal and do a quick check. And yes, right now we are able to see the new web app created under the same resource group. And now I just want to show you that during our creation, we have purposely set the PHP version to off, and this result is in fact as expected. And we have also successfully created two new app settings for this app, which is expected. So last but not least, we are going to do the last one, which is just to delete this web app that we just created. The 204 is expected because it doesn't return any content, but the status code is successful. So now you can see that the new web app that we just created has been deleted as well. So after we have gone through the code walkthrough and also the demo, this is where I share my sample code, which is on this GitHub repository. So feel free to fork me and also to learn from it, and yeah, welcome to contribute it as well. And these are the useful resources and references which I mentioned related to setting up the Azure Resource Manager authentication with your Azure Active Directory application in order to be able to use the Azure Web App Management.net SDK. With that, this comes to the end of my video. Thank you very much again for watching this video. I hope it is useful for all of you who have watched. And again, feel free to contact me via email or tweet to me if you have any questions or feedback. Thank you and have a nice day.